from WBUR Boston and NPR. I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point. Classics never die, but new music, here's Pumpin' Blood from Sweden's No No No, keeps us in tune, in touch. 2014 is brand new, and there will be new sounds. We've got sneak peeks for you this hour from KDB, Taishi, St. Vincent, Hooray for the Riff Raff, and a lot more. Indie rock, R&B, funk, soul, rap. This hour on point, new music for the new year, 2014. You can join us on air or online where this conversation is always on. Are you ready to update your playlist? What sounds good? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. Or join us anytime at onpointradio.org or on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. With us from New York is J. Edward Keyes. Joe Keyes, editor-in-chief of eMusic. Joe, welcome back to On Point. Happy New Year, sir.
Happy New Year to you, Tom. Thanks. It's good to be here.
Really great to have you. And with me in the studio here, she made it through a blizzard to be here, the one and only Maura Johnston, editor and founder of Maura Magazine, of course, the online culture spot, former music editor for The Village Voice, journalism fellow at Boston College, where she'll be teaching a class on writing about popular music this spring. Maura, welcome back to you as well. Great to have you.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
No. We're off to Sweden. It's always that poppy sound. What is that? Is this new? I feel like I've already heard it.
It's in a commercial.
So
obviously it's one of those instantly recognizable hooks that just imprints itself in your brain. So this is a band from Sweden. I think Joe selected them as one of his picks.
Joe, what do you got? What do you have here? Pop trio, and they're on your list. New to listen to.
Yeah, I think that No 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 does a really great job of blending sort of the classic confectionery Swedish pop sound with almost kind of a punk edge hardness to it. They played CMJ in New York in October, and there was a tremendous amount of buzz around them. And as Maura mentioned, the song is in a commercial, and it seems like they're just steadily getting more and more attention. So I'm curious to see what they do in the next year.
All right, here we are, the beginning of a new year. I've got lists from both of you. We're going to play a lot of music. On these lists, though, we have all kinds. I mean, punk and indie rock, R&B, soul, rap. Is there a theme to what's emerging? Music's always evolving. Where are we headed, Maura?
I think we're heading into a lot of places where artists are really trying to figure themselves out with the whole idea of, people taking the sort of chains of distribution into their own hands. And that's resulting in, I think, people being able to make artistic choices that might have been seen as risky a couple of years ago. So you have a lot of artists who are, doing their own thing, releasing mixtapes, releasing one-off singles, that are just quick hit responses. And obviously, the distribution methods afforded by the internet have allowed that to flourish. You saw Beyonce a couple of weeks ago just sort of stealth release her album, and it went right to number one. And obviously, like, not every group is Beyonce, but still there are different ways that people can use these technologies.
Here's that one. Everybody thought it would be in 2014, and then suddenly, boom, it was on our doorstep. Here's Grown Woman from self-titled Beyonce. I'm a grown Okay, Joe, I mean, that's a beat with some crazy syncopation going on there. Not new anymore, but it was new, just 2 weeks ago or three, out of nowhere. I mean, if this is the Beyonce sound, if this is the new mainstream, where's the new going, Joe?
I think the Beyonce record is a great example of where the mainstream is headed. First of all, the record is just a pop masterpiece. It's so incredibly good. But one of the things that I think is noteworthy about it is across the duration of the record, you hear about 9 million different sounds, and a lot of them are kind of pulled from what used to be fringe or underground sounds. The second track on that record is really the kind of darker and more mysterious edge of dubstep she's drawing from on there. You can hear pop, you can hear tropicalia, you can hear 9 million different things happening at once. One of the things I noticed as I started putting together the list of artists to watch is just how many artists are pulling from hundreds and hundreds of different styles to create their sound. It's no more just pop or rock or one straight thing. It seems like there's an increasing blend of hundreds of different kinds of styles.
So there's Beyonce, out of the blue, no buzz, and then boom, very big. Let's go to one of your picks, Cruel City by the Augustines. Debut album came out in 2011, indie rock group. They moved to Brooklyn, from Brooklyn to Seattle. New self-titled album out later this month, January. First track from that album already released as a single, Cruel City. Come on, cruel city, they're singing there. Huge beat again here. What do you like in the Augustines, Joe?
One of the things I love about this band is the way they so unashamedly wear their hearts on their sleeves. I've seen them live a number of times. The amount of emotion and passion they pour into every performance. I feel like their previous record didn't really do it justice, but this next record, which is coming out in January, you can really hear not only the incredible emotion behind the songs, but they've really swelled everything up to stadium size. The choruses are just enormous. You hear them once and you're singing along with them by the next time they come around. They're writing about a lot of personal experiences, and I feel like it combines all the ragged sensibilities of a bar band with kind of the slick sheen of an arena rock band and makes for one of the best new rock records of 2014.
I'm reading there described him as like the world's gutsiest bar band getting a one-night gopher broke shot at Madison Square Garden. What's the lineage you hear in that music, Maura?
Definitely a lot of big sounds. I mean, obviously there's the whole arena rock, you know, the Arcade Fire aspect of things too, mm-hmm. where it's sort of like bring everyone under the tent because we're going to have one last show, you know, because it's our last shot. So there's a really wonderful kind of bigness to the music. But yeah, I mean, when you see a band live like that, you know, and they are playing with that kind of go for broke energy in a really small venue, it can be really wonderful and life changing too.
E-Music writes, radiating pain and desperation and joy and hope in equal amounts. That's quite a balance.
Yeah.
That's quite a balance.
That's a lot.
That's a lot to balance. Hey, that's life. Let's get one from the top of your list,
okay.
Maura. St. Vincent. I mean, of course, this is Annie Clark, singer, songwriter, guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
She's been out there and around. What should we listen for in this new track?
So this new track, I really like it because it's very propulsive. It has this, you know, very kind of defiant opening to it. And I mean, her guitar work is obviously some of the best out there. I think she's one of the greatest guitar players working right now. And the way that this sort of interlaces dance beats into her intricate work is, you know, a new step for her, I think.
Let's listen to St. Vincent, self-titled, first album since her collaboration with David Byrne in 2012. Calls the new album, she calls it herself, a party record you could play at a funeral.
Like a bird in reverse, what I saw through the blinds, you could say that I'm sane in phenomenal.
Annie Clark, St. Vincent, from her self-titled album there, Birth in Reverse. Boy, that growly thing almost sounds like Prince, who's out with the new music this year.
Yes, his album Plectrum Electrum with his new trio Third Eye Girl is set to come out this year. He's been sort of releasing songs over the course of the last year. I saw him actually play Late Night with Jimmy Fallon about a year ago, where he and the band tore through two songs and then promptly walked off stage. And he's been playing arena shows. He just finished up a run at Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And yeah, this new record, I mean, you know, one of the songs that's on the new record is called Fix Your Life Up. Or the, I don't know if
this
it's on the new
Prince
record.
This is
this
new.
This is Prince, yeah.
Which St. Vincent is just reminding
no,
us of a little
totally,
bit.
No, totally, a lot. You know, I mean, but it's the same thing. It's like what we were talking about earlier with this sort of, you know, very copious grabbing from genres, whether they're underground or whether they're as big as headlining arenas.
Hey, Joe, we're going to hear on our way out from Angel Olsen. That was St. Vincent, Birth in Reverse. Angel Olsen has Burn Your Fire for New Witness, album coming out 2014. We'll hear Forgiven, Forgotten. Tell us about Angel Olsen, Joe.
Angel Olsen was also on our list. I think she might have been one of Maura's picks as well. Her last record was a little more sort of placid and sort of folky. This new record has teeth. The guitars really bite. Her vocal performance is really on the edge. And I feel like there's a raggedness to it that is really compelling and really different from what she had done in the past.
We're going to hear that in 45 seconds. Angel Olsen, big on your list as well, Maura.
Yeah, I had actually never heard her, and then I saw her last summer at the Pitchfork Festival. And what I loved about her music was the way that she was taking these like traditional folk tropes and just like twisting them just enough to... It was like a 95-degree day, and she actually, you know, felt chilly. And it was really wonderful. And like Joe said, this new record is sort of that, but amped up a lot more. So I'm really excited for it to...
This is her coming up behind us right here, right?
Yeah.
New theme in here as well? What do we have? Boom, 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 boom. Angel Olsen.
That's right.
Burn Your Fire for No Witness. Forgiven, Forgotten. Moore Johnston, it's great to have you in the studio on this blizzardy day. And J. Edward Keyes, Joe Keyes, editor-in-chief of E! Music. We're looking at new music for 2014. Listeners, you can join us. What's new on your playlist? What do you see coming? What are you waiting for? Are you up on Taishi, on Angel Olsen? No, no, no. Chance the Rapper, St. Vincent. We're at 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. I'm Tom Ashbrook. We'll be right back with lots more new music. This is On Point. This is On Point. We're talking this hour about new music 2014, punk, indie rock, R&B, soul, rap, new sounds for a new year, and what's coming. Maura Johnston is with us, editor of the online cultural publication Maura Magazine. Of course, J. Edward Keyes, Joe Keyes is here from New York, editor-in-chief of E! Music. Behind me right here, singer-songwriter Taishi's debut single, M&M's, from her album Saudade. Came out in November. Portuguese word, no direct translation, describes this state of deep nostalgic longing for someone you love. You can hear that right there. Joe Keyes wrote of her, her voice is strong and dexterous, bending and twisting through solitary blues bands of synths, like a cat burglar eluding the security lasers in a museum at night. We've seen that movie. You can join us this hour. What's on your playlist that's new? Are you ready for more from Prince? Kelis, what's the sound you're looking for now? Where's your music hunger? We're at 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. Taishi, she's on your list, Joe, this cat burglar. What are you hearing?
I love Taishi. I saw her in October, and one of the tricks that you don't really get if you just listen to the record, when she performs live, she'll sing a melody line once, then loop it and sing a harmony over it, then loop that and sing a harmony over that, so that by the time she gets to the end of a phrase, she's got her voice stacked about five high. When I saw her live, she finished a song, there was dead silence, and then someone in the back of the room just yelled out, "You're awesome," and everyone applauded. And it was basically that way for the rest of the set. There's a mystery to these songs. There's clear R&B influence, but she's also pulling from some of the more minimalist strains of electronic music. It's really smoky and really spooky. The entire EP is just fantastic.
Good choice, the kind of Portuguese naming here. It's got that sound to it. What do you hear, Mara?
Oh, I hear, you know, I mean, I love the layering. That's what I love. And I love how she creates this sort of intricate puzzle with her voice and not a lot of other elements. Yeah, there's definitely, you know, a longing that's present in the music and just the way that she phrases these. I love the word saudade too. I think it's such a beautiful word. And so, you know, anything that can evoke that feeling is really just, I'm a sucker for it.
Taishi with M&M's right there from her new album, Saudade. Let's go to John in Charlotte, North Carolina. John, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
What do you think?
Well, I'm actually of that age group that I'm a... about to go into the 30s, which is frightening. And I really haven't kept up with the music, but I've always heard, like, from 2013, there's these themes. And, like, 2013 was all about living for the moment and kind of defiant music. And I was just kind of curious if there's that similar theme, because all the music you've played so far seems to have a very similar beat and rhythm to it.
That you only live once, defiance. What do you think, Maura?
I think that there's a lot of introspection going on this year, from what I've seen, and a lot of, you know, like I said, like people just sort of digging in and really coming into their own. I don't know if it's you only live once, because I think that, you know, the downside of that philosophy is that, you know, well, you can also like only, you know, die once. But the idea that people are just trying to make it for themselves in a world that might not always be willing to accept who they are. And I think that definitely, you know, a lot of the artists who I chose for today, particularly with Prince being at the sort of vanguard of that, embody that ideal.
Joe, what about it? Theme for 2014? More of that, what our caller John in Charlotte heard about in 2013, or some new direction?
No, it's funny. As I was listening to Maura speak, I was actually thinking the same thing. You know, Augustine's and Hooray for the Riff Raff and even Chance the Rapper, who we'll get to later, their music is really autobiographical, and it really is looking at themselves and looking at their lives and drawing on that. So it's not quite as much seize the moment as it is taking stock of where you are and figuring out your own personal way forward. And I think that the crafting of the individual sounds, which we've talked about at the beginning of the show, with pulling from all these different elements, is just another way of expressing that individuality.
Let's hear from Chance the Rapper. Acid Rap, a single and the name of the album here. He's toured with Eminem and Kendrick Lamar, Macklemore, Ryan Lewis. 2013 mixtape, Acid Rap.
Sometimes the truth don't rhyme. Sometimes the lies get millions of views. Funerals for little girls, is that appealing to you? From your cubicle, desktop, what a beautiful view. I think love is beautiful too. Building forts from broken dams, what a Hoover could do. For future Hoopers, dead from Ruger, shooting through the empty alley. Could've threw him an alley-oop, helping them do good in school. Damn, that acid burn when it clean, yeah. I still miss being a senior and performing at all those open mic events. Eyes closed, eyes closed, seeing arenas.
Chance the Rapper, Acid Rap, counts as new, even though 2013 album, Joe. And how does he make your list of all the rappers out there? Why Chance for you?
I love what Chance the Rapper does with his voice. He switches between this rapid flow approach where he's stacking syllables. One of my favorite lyrics on the record is, swallow them synonyms like cinnamon cinnabon. And then in the next phrase, he'll be singing an almost kind of R&B hook. And his music really operates between those two poles. And I feel like that goes for the lyrics as well. There was a time, I feel like, a while ago where hip-hop was very binary. You had mainstream hip-hop, and then you had what was sometimes derisively referred to as conscious hip-hop on the other side. I feel like Chance is right down the middle on Acid Rap. He raps about everyday things like trying to quit smoking or, you know, skipping school or Chuck E. Cheese. And then in the next, he's rapping about watching his best friend get stabbed in front of him, which is a real thing that happened to him. And I feel like there's a kind of everyman approachability to his music that is part of the reason why I think he's been so successful. The other thing about Acid Rap is, you know, you mentioned it's a mixtape, but he put more thought into that mixtape than I feel like a lot of popular rappers put into entire albums. It's just great.
Chance the Rapper singing there, sometimes the truth don't rhyme, sometimes the lies get millions of views, funerals for little girls, is that appealing to you? From your cubicle, desktop, what a beautiful view. Stacking syllables, says Joe Keys. Zephaniah in Nashville, Tennessee. Thanks for calling, Zephaniah. You're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. What do you hear, sir?
So we've been talking about, earlier you mentioned melding of genres, and it made me think of an artist named Sufjan Stevens, who has this, I feel like, incredible ability to put out a folk album and then 2 years later throw out, you know, basically a techno electronica album. But another thing it reminds me of, you've been talking about Chance the Rapper and these this melding of genres, but Sufjan Stevens does that in a way that's, I feel like, very incredible. And I feel like now that especially the ability to produce and record music is so much easier. And you know, the ability to connect with others, we're getting this new sounds that, you know, we haven't heard previously.
Hey, I appreciate your call and thought on that. I mean, this may go back more to what you were saying about change of distribution. People have more freedom. Mm-hmm. You don't get locked in to one reputation and that's all you can do because your label doesn't want to try and sell anything else.
Right.
Everybody can meld and move and mix it up.
Yeah, you can have a side project. You can have, you know, a one-off where you put out a song or two on Bandcamp under a different name. You can have a SoundCloud where you distribute. I mean, there's a myriad ways of distributing music, and you can use like each one for either, you know, each part of your identity, whether you want to go dancey on SoundCloud and more punk on Bandcamp or whatnot. I mean, there are just, you know, obviously, like the caller said about technology for recording being democratized as well is a big hurdle that's been cleared. And it also allows people to sort of experiment and learn more. One of my favorite records of last year was by this woman, Kayla Marisich, who records as The Blow. And she basically made that record by teaching herself how to create loops from the ground up, because she had always worked with outside producers before that. And you can really hear it in this record where she's creating these textures that are just so intricate, but also so in line with her overall aesthetic that it seems like a whole piece of her, as opposed to, you know, maybe sort of something more collaborative like her previous records.
I was struck by the range of what you all are listening to and kind of pointing us toward for 2014. You got those synthy sounds. You've got the Chance the Rapper with his sound there. You've got some wonderful kind of R&B, deeply influenced here. Mm-hmm. Khalees with her 2014 album will be Food. Here's a little bit. You're recommending this, that we look at this. Listen to this. Jerk Ribs by Khalees from Mara. Let's listen. It's a little wild. I mean, lately with American Hustle and this, you mm-hmm. wonder what year you're in. So, is it 1972 or with The Whistle? Is it 1982?
Right.
What's Khalees got coming here?
So this is her new record. It's been in the works for a while. And it's produced by Dave Sitek, who was in TV on the Radio and who's also done records for the Yeah Yeahs and Santa Gold. And, I mean, Khalees is one of those people who, she has so many iconic songs. She has Bossy, she has Milkshake, she has Caught Out There. And she's somebody who I think a lot of audience members are really rooting for her. What I love about Jerk Ribs in particular is the way the beat sort of undulates over the course of the record, so that it's never on the same beat for more than, you know, maybe a verse.
Yeah.
And so it gives you this, it has this really soulful feel, but at the same time there's an uneasiness pervading, and I really, really like that a lot. I mean, I think that she's got such a unique voice and she's such a star that she should, I hope that she gets, you know, the, because she's one of those artists who always had the major label purgatory issues, and so now maybe she'll finally get the shine that she's deserved for so long.
Joe, where is an album like this, a song like this, going to get its major play?
I feel like I have no ability to predict that at all anymore. I feel like
you always wonder. I mean, everybody's got their earbuds in. Maybe it's all individual.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be radio play was a big deal. Well, yes, it is, and it isn't today. You've got the club venues where some things, that's their major home. You've got stadia where others live. I'm not sure where to place this, Mara.
I mean, even now, you know, with the way that the charts have been reconfigured over the past couple of years, you have YouTube, you have SoundCloud, Spotify.
Sure.
You have all of these streaming services where people are just passing stuff along, and, you know, maybe somebody will make a viral video of, like, somebody at a Celtics game dancing to
Yeah, exactly. And pretty soon it's YouTube.
Yeah.
But it's artist to listener.
Yeah.
There's a lot of one-to-one here, but then it gets filtered and magnified through all kinds of events and media creations and maybe somebody's mixtape.
Yeah, or, you know, different tastemakers. Or, I mean, festivals are a great example,
sure,
too, where, you know, I went to two festivals last year. They were probably a little different. One was Pitchfork and the other was Orion, which is Metallica's festival, which is on hiatus for 2014. But, you know, they both had this sort of feel where it was like people were recommending bands that they just liked to you, and you were just like, okay, well, I'll just go hang out for 45 minutes and check it out, and I can go somewhere else if I'm not into it.
Let's hear more and more. We're filling out our playlist for 2014 here. Here's from the album Lost All Desire for Feeling, Syracuse-based Meredith Graves here. Her band name, can't even say it, but it's, they were imprisoned in Moscow nearly. No, I don't mean this band.
Oh, okay.
Of course, we had Pussy Riot imprisoned there. Here's Meredith Graves out front with from the album, I Have Lost All Desire for Feeling. Meredith Graves there. She says, we are the nicest band in punk. There's a lot of punk on this year's, what you're recommending, Joe, and more as well, just a punk sound out there. Where is it turning?
Well, this band in particular, and even though we can't say their name on the air, and I won't, the meaning behind it is actually really powerful, and Meredith has spoken about it in interviews, and it's worth checking out. What I like about this band and what I feel like is happening in punk in general is it's getting a lot more reckless. The edges are starting to get sandpapered off a little bit. You're hearing a lot more noise. You're hearing a lot more abrasiveness, which is great. I welcome that. I naturally gravitate towards music that's sort of defiantly unpretty, and I like how abrasive a lot of this music is sounding, especially I Have Lost All Desire for Feeling, which is just fantastic.
Let's put it right up against another punk production this year, Transgender Dysphoria Blues, the album here, by Against Me. And here's yet another track that we can't name. Okay, nevertheless, Maura, it's yours, punk, the punk rock band Against Me, coming out with its sixth studio album, Transgender Dysphoria Blues. Boy, we're in 2014. That will get some heads moving. Transgender Dysphoria Blues there from Against Me. Their first album since their lead singer, now Laura Jane Grace, formerly Tom Gable, has come out as transgender. Songs and lyrics on the album addressing her, his, her, big her. Change, and that's some rock and punk.
Yeah, I mean, I've loved Against Me for a while, and I know Joe is a big fan as well. And I think this record is, you know, the lyrics are very, very pointed. Taking the events that have gone on in her life over the past couple of years head on. But also the music is just really, there's a sharpness about it that I really, really enjoy. Like there's just, I mean, you heard that sort of very solid, you know, a statement, I would call it a statement bass line, you know, where it's just it's just anchoring the rest of the music in this very powerful way. And there's definitely a clarity of purpose on this album that I'm not saying that their previous records didn't have that, because I think that they've been really just one of the most solid bands sort of in the punk world, the mainstream punk world, for a while. But this record, there's definitely a renewed energy.
Well, you can feel that Against Me with their album Transgender Dysphoria Blues. We're going to go out with Katie B's 5 a.m. off her 2014 upcoming album, Little Red. English singer, tell us about her.
I love Katie B. Katie B is a singer from the UK who's done a lot of stuff with dubstep DJs around there. She has this really sweet, wonderful voice, but also I love the way that she writes songs, because she's really great at writing about the club and being out dancing and having, you know, what's supposed to be a really good time. But she writes about it in this way that's intensely personal and that, you know, really crystallizes like each sort of hip shake through the club as you're sort of wandering around trying to find your friends. And I love her songwriting. I think that her lyrics are just very moving in this way that you don't expect from, you know, especially big tent dance music.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited to see what she's coming out with next. And this single, 5 a.m., is the first peek from her new album.
Very clean, very appealing sound from Little Red, Katie B, 5 a.m. here. Maura Johnston, please stand by. Great to have you right here. J. Edward Keyes, this is so much fun. We're looking at new music 2014. 800-423-8255 is our number. I'm Tom Ashbrook with Katie B. This is On Point. We'll be right back. Tom Ashbrook, this is On Point. We're talking about new music 2014, punk, indie, rock, R&B, soul, rap, new sounds for a new year, and what is coming, with J. Edward Keyes, editor-in-chief of E! Music, with us from New York, and with me in the studio on a blizzardy day, Maura Johnston, editor of the online culture pub Mora Magazine, former music editor for Village Voice. You can join us this hour. What do you think of what we're hearing? What are you recommending these days? Are you looking for new music? How often do you really shake out the covers and get a new playlist? And what do you hear in my guest's suggestions today? 800-423-8255. 800-423-TALK is our number. Behind us right here, well, you tell us, Maura, this is Mean Creek.
Mean Creek.
We're in their terrain. We're on their turf here.
They
tell
play
us
right
it.
Down the block at the Great Scott. Yeah, Mean Creek is a band from Boston. They've been around for a couple of years now. This is their new record.
Local Losers.
And I love them. They were one of the first bands I saw after I moved to Boston. And Joe was saying earlier about bands that have the raucousness of the basement show and the ambitions of the arena rock show, and I think Mean Creek absolutely fits that bill. They have, you know, a little bit of, they sort of meld a lot of styles. Like, this song is obviously very in your face, you know, breakneck. It also comes with a video that parodies Alanis Morissette's video for Ironic, which I think is pretty great.
You can't lose.
Yeah. But you know, they also like pull from new wave and just, I just think that they embody the sort of new Boston scene that's been really sort of, you know, pumping up a little bit. You have bands like Ben Shapes, you have, you know, bands from other parts of Massachusetts like Potty Mouth and Speedy Ortiz, who are really like making this city a lot of fun for people who want to just go out on a Friday night and see a lot of good rock bands at a bar.
Sounds terrific. Mean Creek with Cool Town there, first song off their album Local Losers, coming out. Boy, people are just flooding us with their recommendations, what they're into. Carrie is looking forward to new Tool. We've got Fish's Wingsuit from Kyle. Jameen says UFO Mammut. I don't know. Catherine says lots of good metal coming out in 2014. Okay. Insomnium, Sabaton, possibly Gojira. Rachel says Springsteen, pure legend. Yes, he's coming out with, what's it called, High Hopes? A collection of covers and outtakes and reimagined versions of songs from older albums.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it actually got like Phantom released earlier, like over the weekend.
Okay.
So
things just fly out of every place.
Things just happen these days, yeah.
I mean, this is interesting. Brian says, I am not looking forward to any new releases. I live in the music past. As my taste evolves to jazz and blues, I find there are plenty of old playlists to keep me going. I mean, Joe, that no one can deny it. There's such a mountain range of great music out there. How do you think about new music up against the old? I mean, it's all there. So when is it important to you, Joe, to hear the new? It's got to be more about than just, hey, we got to sell more stuff. It's got to be in touch with the new time, I would think.
Yeah, I'm constantly listening to new music. I revisit my favorites from years past as well. But I get really excited by going to a show on a Thursday night at a small venue in New York and hearing a band that I just thought the name sounded cool. That sense of excitement that comes from just stumbling into something, I still really love it and I still really thrive on it. So I that's something that's constantly important to me is just discovering new things.
It keeps you right in touch with what's happening, sort of the inside music of what's going on. Cheryl in Appleton, Wisconsin. Thank you for calling, Cheryl. You're on the air. What are you listening to?
Hi. Foreverly by Norah Jones and Billy Joel.
From Green Day?
No, Norah Jones is national.
Not Norah Jones, but do you mean Billy Joe Armstrong?
Billy Joe Armstrong, yeah.
Okay, yeah. And Norah Jones, well, they got an album together. You like it?
Oh, yes.
Great. Sounds like it's good on your playlist. That's great, Cheryl. Thank you very much. And one more, Maurice in Shoreham, Vermont. Maurice, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I'm a big fan of new music, but I'm also a fan of older music. And I've noticed that the folk scene is having a big comeback, brought about at least in part by the movie Inside Llewyn Davis.
Sure, Coen Brothers.
And I'm wondering what the panelists think the influence of that is going to be on music in 2014, because I hope they think it's positive, because I'm looking forward to that.
You want a new flowering of folk music maybe in 2014? I don't know. What do you think, Maura?
Oh, well, I think that there's been, you know, definitely a folk scene that's been percolating under. I mean, you know, you could even say, like, I saw a news item yesterday that the lead singer of Bright Eyes, Connor Oberst, had tried out for the lead in Inside Llewyn Davis, actually.
Okay.
So, you know, I think that definitely the influence of the folk scene has always been present in music, and certainly over the past you've seen artists like Devendra Banhart or even, you know, the Moldy Peaches, who have taken folk and run with it in their own ways. So I definitely think that, you know, there's no shortage of bands who are into that sort of thing. I mean, one band that I always think of, even though, you know, you wouldn't maybe directly associate them with folk, but there's a Brooklyn duo called Widow's Peak, and on their most recent record, which came out last year, they're sort of done up in full 70s folk regalia, but they cloak those idioms in this, you know, heavy reverb that makes it sound almost shoegazy. So I think what you're going to see is definitely there's going to be an influence of that movie, because obviously the Coen brothers are, you know, beloved by so many people and especially artists. But I think it's going to be more subtle and more fused with other genres and styles.
Did you just say shoegazy? That went right by me. Help me out here.
So you know, really heavy guitar reverb. Mm-hmm. I mean, my Bloody Valentine are the sort of the biggest names in the genre.
Guitar, lost in it and staring at your shoes.
Yeah, and you're staring at your shoes the whole time. Yeah.
I get it.
You're so lost in the music.
I love it.
Or you just don't want to make eye contact with the audience, either way.
One or the other. That's a guitarist. Our listeners are so marvelously heterodox here. Betsy's waiting for Foster the People's second album. Alex is looking at No Twist, Umphrey's McGee, Jungle Banks, FKA Twigs, Fish. Paul wants the new Krishna Das album, so that's sort of Eastern Indian sound. Jonathan says Mogwai. I don't know. Dana says box set of complete songs of Leslie Gore. We've got it all here.
Yeah.
Let's hear more from your list. Prince is back. It's been a couple of 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
What the album is, Plectrum Electrum.
Plectrum Electrum.
Plectrum Electrum. Yes. And here's Fix Your Life Up from Prince.
Tell me how some people walk in the sun, while others just walk in the dark. The world through a barrel of a gun, hands behind their back in a parked car. In America, you might fare better. In London, you're sure to be toast. You always get the dream that you deserve from what you value.
Okay, there's Prince and his new band, Third Eye Girl. It's kind of the deep voice Prince, not the high voice Prince, but what do you hear there?
Oh, I love this song so much. I mean, it sounds like a lost song from the alternative rock era. Like, it's, you know.
B-side of what?
Yeah, it's like, you know, Come As You Are, the Prince version. No, I mean, I really like this track. He's working with this group, Third Eye Girl, which is this power trio who he's really just connected with, and they've been doing a ton of shows in Minneapolis. And like I said earlier, they just played a run at the Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut. And, you know, he's somebody who has always wanted to use the internet's power to sort of do his own thing. Like, you had Crystal Ball, which he released, you know, 15, 16 years ago, which was the triple CD that he released himself after the Warner contract came up. And now I feel like finally technology has caught up to his ambitions, but also he's found this group of musicians who are really creatively inspiring him. And so, you know, he had this other song come out called Breakfast Can Wait that was sort of a more saucy Prince jam, but I really like this track.
Here's Prince saying, America, you might fare better. London, you're sure to be toast. You'll always get the dream that you deserve from what you value the most. You need to fix your life up. Carlos in Auburn, Alabama. Carlos, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Tom, how are you doing?
Well, what are you listening to?
Well, these days I'm listening to dubstep. Bands like Skrillex, Knife Party, Deadmau5, and so forth, Nero. And I really like the sound. I really think it gives a chance to different people to, you know, just experiment with sounds that, you know, we had back in, I believe, the 80s, 90s, to synthesize, you know, sounds. And I think it's really catchy. I really like it a lot.
Carlos, thanks. Skrillex, Deadmau5, dubstep, kind of house music. Joe, what are you hearing in Carlos' leaning?
Yeah, it's funny. You know, that music obviously is incredibly popular, and especially over the course of the last few years. And I feel like with the KDB record that Maura alluded to, you're starting to hear some of that music get reconfigured in interesting ways, and it's starting to get fused with other styles that it's not typically paired with.
And Maura?
Well, one thing about dubstep too that I think is really interesting is that it's very much a live-based genre of music. You know, I saw Skrillex and I've seen Deadmau5 also, and like those artists are all doing new things, but a lot of what they're doing that's new is presented first in the live setting. And so you don't have traditional album releases as you might with a rock band or even with a Katy B. You have more like EPs that come out that are like, okay, we have like six new songs, so here. I actually like would love to hear new music by Skrillex. I think that he's a really interesting composer, and I think he uses the music, the idioms of what he's working with in a really like boundary pushing way. I mean, that Scary Monsters and Nice Bright song is just like, it's massive. When that song drops, it's just like the whole world shakes around you.
Love it. John in Rockville, Maryland, you're on the air, John. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Tom. It's John in Rockville, as you said.
Yeah.
I want to mention a band called Five Iron Frenzy, who's a ska band based in Denver. They just released it this past November. Their first album in 10 years is called Engine of a Million Plots. They left each other about 10 years ago and came back and were funded by Kickstarter, broke a ton of records because people have loved them for, you know, 10 plus years. Even after being gone, they meant a lot to a lot of people. So I think they're a great band to mention on air. I know it's not 2014. It was this past November. But
hey, we'll take it, John. Five Iron Frenzy. And I'm getting a note here. This is Christian ska. Is that right? Is this a religious theme band, John?
They are. They're a religious theme band, and they've been my favorite band since I was about 10 years old. And I am not Christian. I'm an atheist. But their music is incredible. It's uplifting. They write fantastic music. So I haven't been to church outside of Christmas since high school.
Hey, you've got Five Iron Frenzy on, so you're in some kind of church there. Maybe yours and theirs, but we take it. That's interesting, Joe. What Christian rock and ska, you name it, was so big for so long. Where does that stand these days, Joe? Do you have the pulse of that?
It's funny. I am actually also an atheist with a huge fondness for Christian rock.
Okay. Why not?
I feel... And it was something that I was really kind of invested in the late 80s and through the 90s. I feel like what's happened to that genre is what's happened to so many other bands is that it's, you know, the caller mentioned the Five Iron Frenzy record being crowdfunded through Kickstarter. Mm. I feel like I've seen a lot of Christian bands that I loved are turning to crowdfunding because the audiences are getting smaller and smaller. So one of my favorite bands, Daniel Amos, just released their latest record. It's excellent. It's called Dig Here, Said the Angel. That was 100% crowdfunded through Kickstarter. And it's just a great, much like Five Iron Frenzy, the religious overtones are not very strong. It's just a great kind of psych folk rock sort of record. It's really beautiful and layered. But I feel like what's happening is that since the audience moved away from that kind of music, there used to be a big stigma around Christian rock that, you know, you had to be kind of Christian to listen to it. Since those audiences have moved on to other things, I feel like those bands especially are turning to crowdfunding more and more. And as I'm talking, I'm thinking of more and more examples of Christian bands who have turned to crowdfunding for their new records.
Tell us about an entirely different thing here. Small Town Heroes is the album from Hooray for the Riff Raff. Upcoming album, Small Town Heroes, due out in, what, February? This kind of country folk. Well, we'll listen, and then you can explain to us. What, here we go. I Know It's Wrong, But That's All Right, from the album Small Town Heroes, Hooray for the Riff Raff.
I know it's wrong, but I can't help but want you all, babe, to myself.
Hey, she's irresistible. What is that, Alinda Lee Segarra there? What a voice, Joe. Tell us.
I love this band so much. I cannot say enough good things about Hooray for the Riff Raff. When I first saw them, it was Alinda and a fiddle player playing for a room of about five people, and I've been privileged enough to kind of watch them grow over the years. E-Music helped them put out one of their records. This record that they have coming out in February is on ATO. It's the same label that put out the Alabama Shakes record, and it is honestly just the caller who was looking for folk music, you are going to love this record. Alinda vocally is at the level of Loretta Lynn at this point, and the songs that she writes are amazing. There's a song on it called The Body Electric, which is a response song to centuries of murder ballads. Alinda said she was just getting tired of hearing songs about men killing their girlfriends, so she wrote a response song to it, and it is unbelievably powerful. It is already one of the best records of next year.
This weightless, weathered voice, I've seen it described here, and I mean, I don't know if this is, I guess it's not label PR anymore, but it says Alinda Lee Segarra ran away from home in Bronx at age 17, made her way to New Orleans by hopping freight trains. There's a blast from the past, Maura. What do you say?
Yeah, no, definitely. She has a very, you know, singular outlook, and I mean the way that she's pursued it relentlessly. And this sounds great. This is the first I've heard of this record, actually. So yeah, because like there's so much out there, you know. I mean, that's
there
the thing about everything in 2014 is that everyone can have, you know, like 100 records that they want to hear, and 99% of them could be all different.
That's going to make my playlist. Small Town Heroes from Hooray for the Riff Raff. Are we in good times for new music, Maura?
I think so. Oh, gosh. 2013 was one of the best years for new music that I've heard in recent memory. And from what I'm hearing in 2014, I mean, there are so many, you know, records that we haven't even gotten to yet by the bigger names that might be coming out in 2014. Like, you have Taylor Swift, you have Metallica, you have Foo Fighters. So you have, like, the big names, but then you also have, like, Prince is obviously a big name, but you have, you know, like Hooray for the Riff Raff, and you have Mean Creek, and you have XX, and you have all of these wonderful acts. And then obviously, like, there are the acts that are just still, like, you know, having their first practice right now.
Yeah.
And that might, you know, come out with a band camp in like a week or two that somebody will pass to me.
We know we will hear the big ones when they come. Springsteen and, of course, Taylor Swift, as she does, and all the rest.
Mm-hmm.
But listeners have a great kind of perspective today on a whole lot that's new. We go out with one more here. Call Me by St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Single is the album. Birmingham, Alabama-based soul band. Let's get a different sound right here. Hey, Joe, they're on your list. You love them.
Yeah, they're really good. I think that they're another good blending of a bunch of different kinds of music. There's some R&B and funk and blues. And yeah, I think they're great.
You are both so generous. I love this one. What a great one to go out on. Call Me by St. Paul and the Broken Bones from Single. Joe Keyes, J. Edward Keyes, editor-in-chief of eMusic. We thank you from the bottom of our, soul music here. Thank you, Joe, for being with us. Terrific.
Thanks, Tom. It's good to be here.
And Maura Johnston, who came through the snow to join us today. Bless you. Enjoy your music in 2014, Maura. Thanks
you.
For being here.
Thank you so much.
Maura Johnston publishes Maura Magazine. Here they are. We'll go out with St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Call Me. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.
On Point is a production of WBUR Boston and NPR.